Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and the current MPhil student in history from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 7th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported that Barbadian householders besieged service stations and other fuel agents in search of kerosene oil, as queues of people were seen assembled at several business places in efforts to secure some of the fuel. Cyclists with containers were also observed riding around in search of at least a small supply of kerosene oil. A Mr. J.A. Hunt of General Traders Limited, a representative for Shell Oil Company, told the publication that the late arrival of oil tanker Rufina from Trinidad, coupled with the abnormal demand during the recently ended Christmas holidays, had created an island-wide shortage of kerosene oil. Rufina had been scheduled to arrive in Bridgetown on December 29, 1949. Head of the department responsible for the distribution of kerosene oil at Fort Royal Garage Limited, a Mr. V. Bailey, stated that there had been a rush for the fuel since December 30 of the previous year. He also bemoaned the fact that his department was unable to cope with the demand, adding that in less than a few hours, their daily quota will be exhausted. One cyclist reported that after hours of searching, he was finally able to purchase half gallon of kerosene oil for his household. Another man's disconsolate disposition, however, told another tale. He lamented that after searching for some 4 hours, he was yet to secure any of the fuel. The urgency with which Barbadians sought kerosene oil during the shortage indicates that it was a precious commodity in mid-20th century Barbados. It was a necessary source of fuel for firewood, which was used for cooking, as well as oil stoves for those who could afford. Kerosene oil was also required to power the oil lamps used for lighting many homes, as the Public Electricity Service, which existed in the colony since 1911, was inaccessible to most. Some fuel agents, though extremely concerned about the kerosene oil shortage, did not expect the situation to become acute. Mr. Hunt of General Traders Limited stated that the oil tanker should arrive in Bridgetown by January 7th, thereby returning the island to a state of normalcy. Mr. M. Seal of Messrs. R. M. Jones and Company Limited, agents for the Esso Oil Company, expressed similar sentiments. He believed that once Rufina arrived, distribution of the oil to the various agents would prevent the dire situation from worsening. The January 8th issue of the newspaper reported that the kerosene has come, informing residents that Rufina arrived in Bridgetown around 2:15 p.m. with a supply of kerosene oil. The article also informed that distribution to the various fuel agents was expected to take place by the following day.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.